each day. Well, thank you, family, for joining us. Minister LaShawn, I turn the call over to you on Worship Wednesday.
Can you hear me, Minister Austin? Can you hear me?
And go ahead,
just
sister.
Just a little louder.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for calling in on our Worship Wednesday. And yes, our God is truly worthy to be praised. Amen. So we're going to love on him the same way he loved on us. And I am just so grateful and humbled to be on this call. Minister Robin, thank you so much for not only feeding God's people, but for letting us and reminding us how worthy God is to be praised. Amen. Even if we have an ugly situation, he might not make it pretty, but he makes it better for us. So amen. He makes it bearable, and he makes it just more enjoyable. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We worship you with the highest of high praises. Amen. So thank you so much for calling in this morning to the massive call. My name is LaShawn, and I am in Delaware, and I just want to say thank you and give you the warmest of kingdom greetings. The Master's Call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we are just so thankful that they said yes to our Father, and we worship him for that. This call was birthed in October 2010, and from then on, we've had messages and words that have touched God's people in so many different ways, and we thank him for that. We also thank him for allowing us to be bred together through Artist International. And Artist International is a Christian-based wellness company, a health and wellness company, excuse me. And because of their faithfulness, for them worshiping our Father, for them having the yes in their spirit as well, they are internationally and globally known and respected. And for those of you who are not Artist distributors, it's okay. You are still loved and welcome on this call. But for those of us who are Artist distributors, I invite you to go in your back office and see all the wonderful promotions that are going on, especially the Power Start Restart. Yes, you can elevate your business. So please make sure you go in the back office and see all the wonderful things that are taking place during Holy Week and how our Father is blessing us. And as Dr. Vanessa said, we worship you for keeping us safe, holding us close to you, and not only that, giving us your Son so we can have redemption of sin. So with that, I just want to turn our call over to Minister Candy. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sister. Thank you. Take it away.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord, and we come this morning to praise you, to thank you, and to worship you. We thank you for letting us see another holy week. We thank you for this time to worship the name of Jesus. Thank you for the angels of the Lord who are encamped around us, protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord God, that the tornadoes didn't come nigh us. We thank you for Artist International and the Diaz de Leon family. Guide them, direct them, keep them, protect them, and bless them always. We lift up the founders of this call. We thank you for Dr. PK and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa, who answered your call to give life to the ministry of the Master's Call. I speak blessings on them today. You are the light to their feet and the lamp to their path. Keep them under your wings, Lord, I pray. Thank you that this Worship Wednesday will empower us to reach our wealthy place as kings in the marketplace. Thank you that as our lives are enhanced, we are a blessing to others who are looking for truth and righteousness. Thank you for inspiring us to desire your perfect will for our lives. Thank you for all our goodness, and I bless each person under the sound of my voice. I thank you that our worship this morning is unhindered, unchecked, untouched, and unaltered by any outside force. Father, I give charge to the angels, and I launch the Holy Spirit into the atmosphere this morning. I dismantle all satanic influence, on and over this call. I thank you for all spiritual ears that are open to hear and hearts that are conditioned to come into your presence. I pray this prayer in the name of our prophet, our priest, and our King, Jesus Christ. I declare and decree it is so. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is Holy Week. It is Holy Week because over 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, willingly and humbly went to the cross on our behalf. He died for our healing. He died for our prosperity. And yes, he died for our salvation. But oh, on the third day, hallelujah, God said, get up from there and take your rightful place here with me in heaven. And God ascended him from the grave back into heaven. Then Jesus sent his spirit, the Holy Ghost, to live inside us and keep us just like the Father kept him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And now we are his disciples, his ministers in the marketplace. And one reason to worship him is so that we are witnesses in the marketplace. When we worship him, we get results, and people respond to results. How many of you know that your daily actions that are Christ-like, Christian, are a form of worship? We have to let people see the Christ in us, not just tell them. So on this Worship Wednesday, I want to share a poem with you that reminds me to let my actions speak louder than my words. It's called A Sermon in Shoes. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one walk with me than simply show the way. For the eyes, a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel can be confusing, but example is always clear. You know, the best of all Christians are the ones who live their creed. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it, all if you just let me see it done. I can watch your hands in motion, but your tongue, too fast it may run. The sermons you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may just misunderstand you and all that high Holy Ghost advice you give, but I'll tell you, I'll never misunderstand how you act and how you live. Praise God. Back to you, LaShawn.
Amen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So with that being said, we are celebrating our Lord, our Father on Worship Wednesday, and we have so many things in store for you. And in case you have missed any calls on before today, all you have to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to become a leader on our call, be a prayer intercessor, give us praise reports, and or prayer requests, you can email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And I just wanted to let you know that the scripture that God downloaded in Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa can be found in Psalms 88:13. For to you I cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. So we are worshiping him. We are excited today. And I'm going to turn this call over to Evangelist Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. I am. Thank you. Thank you, Sister LaShawn, for what you do and for who you are and for walking in the purpose that God has for you. Today is Worship Wednesday, TMC family, and we are worshiping God this day because he is holy. This is Holy Week. We are in day 4 of Holy Week, and God is calling for us to be purposeful. He's calling us to be intentional, and he's calling us to worship on this day. Many of you go through your week, and you don't even have a praise song, and I know God has a praise song in your heart, and you wait till you get into the building on Sundays that you go to, and that's where you feel that you need to worship. But no, our lifestyle should incorporate worship into our schedules every day. So today on the Master's Call, we're doing something a little bit different. So we're going to worship God today because God is holy. I'm going to ask my sister Willa if she would come to the line right now and explain to you by reading Psalms 99. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Psalm 99, and we're going to worship God for he is holy. Willa, are you there?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We worship him in spirit and in truth. And in continuing with what we have already started, I will read Psalm 99 from the New King James Bible, the New King James Version. The Lord reigns. Praise to the Lord for his holiness. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, hallelujah, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among all those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Glory be to God, that has not changed. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. He kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. He answered them, O Lord our God, you were to them God who forgives. Glory be to God. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God, hallelujah, is holy. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. To God be the glory, and truly we serve a holy God. We serve an awesome God. And we serve a God that is our everything. And I just really wish the dictionary would be real. And if we go to the dictionary and look up everything, there's a definition in there. But I really believe that in this season that if we put the word, looked up the word everything, that it should say G-O-D, because God is holy and he is our everything. Whatever we have needed him to be, a doctor, a lawyer, our judge, our friend, our mother, our father, our confidant, you know, he has been all of that. And he loves us. He protects us. He's there with us. Even when we least expect it, God will show up in a way that we have never thought in our minds that he would. So we thank God for his presence here, and we're going to ask him to usher in the presence even more on another level. So at this time, I want to share this little song with you, and it's titled Fall in This Place. Take me to that place, Lord, where there's nothing else but me and you. Longing for your presence, I know that you're calling me to you. Here I stand and long for your embrace. Nothing else could ever take your place. Come, Holy Spirit, fall in this place. I need more and more of you. Fill me again with the power of your Spirit. Lord, I'm crying out for more and more of you. Take me to that place, Lord, where there's nothing else but me and you, longing for your presence. Hallelujah. I know that you're calling me to you. Here I stand and long for your embrace. Nothing else could ever take your place. Come, Holy Spirit, fall in this place. I need more and more of you. Fill me again with the power of your Spirit. Lord, I'm crying out for more. Come, Holy Spirit, fall in this place. We need more and more of you. Fill us again with the power of your Spirit. Lord, we're crying out for more and more of you. Oh, oh, oh. Come, Holy Spirit, fall in this place. We need more and more of you. Fill us again with the power of your Spirit. Lord, we're crying now for more. Lord, we're crying out for more. Lord, we're crying out for more and more of you. Lord, we're crying out for more and more of you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're crying out for more and more of you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to fall in this place. Lord, give us your power. Give us your strength. Give us your anointing. Give us the new things. Allow us to walk into the new things that you have already predestined for our life. And we will surrender to you. For without you, we cannot do anything. But with you, we can do everything. Sister Tammy, come to the line and share with us this morning. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Thanks. Sister Tiffany, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. Thank you for that blessed song this morning with a joyous voice. I'll be reading two passages of scripture from the New American Standard Bible this morning. Hallelujah. And I just feel his presence on the line this morning. The first verse is Psalms 111:9. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Again, that's Psalm 111:9. The second is Leviticus 11:44. For I am the Lord, your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy. For I am holy, and you shall not make yourselves unclean with any of the swarming things that swarm on the earth. Hallelujah. We thank God for the scripture. We thank God for his presence on this call this morning. We thank God for Minister Tiffany for the opportunity to worship him and praise him one more time. We encourage you to present your bodies as living sacrifice in this time of consecration, in this time of worship. We thank God for the opportunity to be a part of this call. And I just say that I just love the Lord, and I love all of you. And thank you for allowing me to worship with you on today. Hallelujah, and God bless you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. So truly, we serve and we worship God because his name is holy and because God says he is holy. So why else wouldn't we do it? Why would we think that God is not holy? He is holy. So I'm telling you today, as you go through your day, remember the affirmation for this year. No matter what is going on, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter that you don't see anything beyond the zero that's in your account, no matter when you walk in the door at work and you say, you know what, this is not where I want to be today, say that affirmation. In 2012, all is well, because truly, all is well. And because God is holy and he has your back. You know, sometimes he sends us into places where it's dark because we are the light. And in those, in our present situations, he wants us to be that light that illuminates that place. You know, the light that goes in to make change, the light that allows transformations to happen. Truly, we are in a season of unprecedented favor, meaning that things are happening right now that we've never seen in the history before. You know, I tell people you don't have to really read the Bible to see the miracle because God is performing miracles every single day. I'll share this little testimony with you all. Our church here in L.A., Oasis Church, Pastor Philip and Holly Wagner, challenged us the beginning of this year as a church to go into 21 days of fasting and praying, which we're on another cycle right now. But as one of the youth was there in the ministry, she was in a shut-in at night. She had been wearing a lift in her shoe all of her lifetime, and she didn't take it with her that night. And I'm telling you, when she went back to her home the next day, her mom said, you know, sweetie, put your lift in your shoe. You know, you haven't had that in your shoe all night long. You've been at the shut-in. Well, she went and she put the lift in her shoe, and she started to walk, and it just felt uncomfortable. She said, Mom, something's wrong with this. This is not feeling right. It doesn't feel like it used to feel. Why did it feel like that? Because the Lord allowed her limb to be extended that night. And I'm telling you, God is doing miracles every day. He's a God whose miracles have not expired. But all he's calling for you to do this day is to worship him, to take your worship to a whole different level and give him the praise. As you get on Facebook today, don't do it. Worship God because he is holy. Give him this day. As you're getting ready to send out 100 texts, don't do it today. Send out a text to God and say, God, I worship you because you're holy. Pick up your phone and dial his number and say, Lord, I worship you because you are holy. This day we are going to be intentional, and we are going to walk into the purpose that God has for us on this April 4th, 2012. Why? Because we serve an amazing, phenomenal, all-knowing God. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that called into this number this morning. And I pray that this call has blessed you. I pray that this worship service has just did something to you that you were waiting for. I hope it answered a prayer. I hope it gave you some strength and some courage. I hope it has been enriched and empowered and enhanced your life this day. So I'm going to ask my sister, Minister Candy, if she would come back to the line with me, and we're going to share this final selection with you. And after we're done with this song, I'm going to ask Minister Robin if she would come to the line and go ahead and seal this call and seal this worship service in prayer. Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Let's go. Are you ready?
Praise God.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Lord, we praise you and we give you the glory this morning because you are great. Because you are holy. And we love you and we magnify your name this morning. And we just thank you for your presence and your anointing here, oh God. Speak to our hearts and our minds, Father God, and remove those things that are not of you. And we'll be ever, forever grateful to give your name the glory and honor and praise. Over to you now, Minister Robin, to close us out. God bless you. Minister Robin, are you there?
Evangelist Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for every day, Father. We thank you that we can come to you and worship you in the beauty of holiness. We extol your greatness, Lord God, and we worship at your footstool. We thank you, Lord God, for being our provider. You ensure that your people are protected and no harm came to anyone in Dallas, Texas. Lord God, we thank you because you received all the honor and all the glory as Marie Preston went forward, Father, proclaiming your name. We thank you, Lord, because our Redeemer lives. We worship you and we honor you for that. Because he died and he rose again, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. Lord, you put a new song in our mouth, and we want to ensure that it's about you. Nothing else but our God, for you reign, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's on this call, for the master's call, Father, for the family members, Lord God, for our leaders, Lord God, for the visionaries of this call, and for those that are part of Artists International, and for those who are not, Lord God. Father, we sing unto you because you are good. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are awesome. You are holy. And we thank you for Evangelist Tiffany taking this opportunity to bring all of us together, Lord God, so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We know that your word will not return void unto you. We know that prayer requests have gone forward, so we rejoice and we proclaim all is well because of you, our King. You are holy. You reign, Lord. You are the lover of our souls. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin. And I'm going to ask LaShawn if you would come and go ahead and close the call out and go ahead and give closing remarks at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Well, I just truly want to thank you so much for such a wonderful call. Indeed, this is a Worship Wednesday. Minister Robin, thank you so much for not only greeting and seating God's people, but for closing us out with such a beautiful prayer. We thank you. And Minister Candy, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Mr. Willa, Sister Tammy, for the selections and the poems, we truly appreciate you. And for those who are listening, now you can understand why our mission statement is to enhance, enrich, empower, and empower believers as they begin their day. If this is your first time on the call, we invite you to come back again and celebrate God with us. And always remember that God loves you and we do too. Thank you so much for calling in. Everyone, have a wonderful day. Until we can speak to you and hear from you again tomorrow, have a great one. Bye-bye.